Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike D'Attilio along with the legendary Herb Tyler here. We at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a great crowd. We got super food and drink specials here. So stop on by, tell us hello, get a great meal. Get you maybe a water or two, and maybe a little stronger. Maybe they don't make that 7-Up no more. I think they still do.
It depends on what kind of 7-Up you're talking about. Yeah. Sometimes they mix it with a little something, and they bring you down.
Oh, come on.
They can bring you up, then down again.
Oh, yeah, something like that. So come on by, get a little beverage, get a little food. They got them great here. Also, too, as we entering the holiday season for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and – if it's for any big occasion, to be honest with you, if it's a birthday, anniversary, you name it, you don't want to do any cooking, come on,
That's right. Give them
a call here at Acme Oyster House. They will do all the catering for you.
For you. You don't have to touch anything.
Don't touch nothing but the food when they bring it.
That's it.
That's it. No, and if you got a fork, you don't even have to touch that food. Yeah. That thing hit that mouth, boom, gone pecan.
Done.
Give them a call here at Acme Oyster House. I also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Map Built, Build Beyond. Herb, we'll talk a lot about LSU, Western Kentucky. But the news, and it is dominating not only in Louisiana, in Mississippi, all across the SEC, but across the nation. I got three people text me, can you do a show next week? What? You don't understand. Man, I got coordinating and supervising to do, about right. all this That's stuff
right.
here.
That's right.
The Lane Kiffin situation and how this will affect we'll know in a week because he's made it known that he will announce that after the Egg Bowl. Here's my thing. If you wanted to stay, wouldn't you have done it like Kirk Cignetti did and done that during the season? Wouldn't you have done this like Mike Elko and signing that extension and with other guys that have done that? He's stringing this along. All right, now Lane is one of one.
Yeah.
He is one of one, and he got – well, three teams. I think Florida's still in it. But I really think it comes down to either he stays at Ole Miss or he takes a job with LSU.
So the thing that Lane has right now is
leverage.
He holds all the leverage and the cards in his hand. So he has every right to do whatever he wants to. Now, the people who are suffering the most about this is Ole Miss because they are, like, just in complete panic mode about this. And so for me, if I'm Lane, honestly, I'd probably do the same thing because maybe he could utilize this leverage that he has to potentially get an even better or more Lane kind of contract from Ole Miss if he so decides to stay. But regardless of any of that, in my mind, I think that he knows that this year is his opportunity to cash in the largest he'll probably ever be able to cash in, because everybody is looking at Lane Kiffin as the splash hire in college football. It doesn't matter what school it is. Everybody would want to get him, and they're going to pay the most that they can pay to get him. And so with that being said, I think that there's some other variables along with just coaching at LSU that I think Lane would really likes, right? LSU is a more media-friendly school than Florida is. Literally, when you go around the country and you talk to anybody, they know who LSU is. They know who Florida is, but they like LSU better. They like the colors. They like what Coach O used to say all the time, go Tigers at the end of the anything. So you hear them, they'll say that all the time, go Tigers, and they don't have nothing to do with LSU. But also in that, you see all the people that's in the media that's from LSU, right? Booger McFarland, Ryan Clark, Marcus Spears.
Marcus, yep.
So you all of these guys that are in on major networks that are major primetime deals, they're all from LSU. And so I think that also allows for and aligns with Lane Kiffin's personality as who he is. And I just think that that's just really good for him. And then the other variable is his daughter is dating Whit Weeks. And so that is a thing. And Whit, guess what? Guess who comes back next year if he wants to? Whit Weeks. And I could see that being a thing. He can coach him, and that could be something else as well. And just a little, you know, I was doing a little something on Thursday. I was invited to go speak at the Bingo Bells on Thursday. And I turn around and I look back, and guess who I see in the stands or sitting at a table? Lane's daughter. Because Whit was there, Zach was there, as well as Wes. They were there. And so I'm like, okay, this is interesting. This is a Thursday, and she ain't in class, but she's in LSU, and she goes to Ole Miss. You know, I'm like, wait a minute now. I know they do online classes.
Online there, that, now.
But I get it, though. I understand. But are you normally here during a week like that? So, but anyway, it was special to see her there. And that told me a little something, too, just that at the end of the day, there's a lot of consideration that's going on, and maybe his daughter wants to transfer.
The other thing, too, is the fact that, man, Lane, you know, if you were playing poker, he got all the chips and all the cards.
He's holding everything.
He's in grip of all of that. And now, you know, if you look back at his history and how he's done things, okay, you go back to he takes a job at Tennessee. 1 year.
1 year.
Splits the scene.
I'm out.
Goes to USC.
Yep.
Doesn't work out there too well. Mm-hmm. In fact, actually, Coach O sort of ended it. He was the interim coach.
That's right.
At USC. And then, you know, Lane goes to Alabama, does a great job. And I think
– phenomenal job. And he needed that moment.
And Nick needed him.
That's right.
Because he forced him into saying, hey, we got to throw the football more.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying Coach Saban wasn't on his butt about, hey, run the ball more. But I think Lane Kiffin really forced Coach Saban into doing something he might have done years later, but he did it earlier. Because of Lane Kiffin. Then Lane parlays that into the Florida Atlantic job.
Yep.
And you knew if he had success there, he wasn't lasting there. He was saying, I got no interest in going nowhere else. I'm staying at Florida Atlantic. Next thing you know, I see you take the job at Ole Miss. A couple years ago, Auburn played footsie with him, and it looked as though at one time he might go to Auburn. That didn't work out either. He decides to stay. Now, not only does he have LSU in Florida trying to get him away from Ole Miss. If he waited a little bit longer, I think the NFL teams are after him too.
Yeah.
The exact same way because, you know, that one in, what you want to call it, three-quarters year he spent with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Mr. Davis at that time, up in age, and he had sort of lost the fastball with a lot of different deals. And he did accuse Lane of being manipulative. Okay, if that's the word you want to use, that's fine. But Lane's playing the system. Coach Saban said it this morning.
Yes.
You got to change the system. Don't blame the player.
Yep.
Okay, you got to blame the game at this point in time. They also, too,
that's right.
He made a great point about you can't always be dipping into the portal for a vast majority of your players like Ole Miss is trying to do. Man, look in Louisiana. The biggest complaint I had maybe toward the end with Coach O and with Brian Kelly is that they only have 38 players on this roster from the state of Louisiana.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the thing about, you know, you can't hate the player, you got to hate the game. It's 100% correct. But at the end of the day, if the player knows how to play the game and they understand it through and through and they make great decisions and it works out for them, so be it. Here's the thing, what I think about the portal. What Lane's doing in the portal is what Kentucky was doing in basketball with the one and done, basically, is how I see that's happening. So he gets the very best player that works for him for that 1 year, and then he goes back and gets more and try to do the same thing in the next year. Now, is it going to work? We probably won't find out this year, because if he takes the LSU job, he ain't coaching in the playoffs. He won't coach this team.
No, that'll be Joe Judge. And here's the other twist to that. Joe Judge is a former Mississippi State dude.
That's right.
Think of that.
That's right.
You know, a guy, now the Egg Bowl's coming up, but Joe Judge was a former head coach with the New York Giants.
Yep.
But he's a Mississippi State guy.
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, whatever's going to happen between now and the next 8 days, right, because something's happening.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to see exactly where that goes. I will say this, Lane's going to be where he wants to be, period. He's going to get paid. And then somebody going to be crying. I don't know what it's going to be. Ole Miss, LSU.
Well, they're going to be two teams.
That's
two,
right.
People crying.
I think Florida's already crying. They know they're out, so they're already crying. But, you know, I think that Verge understands this whole play with Lane. And I think that what I think LSU is doing right now is they're fast-forwarding into the future and saying, okay, guys, we need to get every booster, every businessman, every whoever they could find.
And you know who they
together.
Wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted Lane.
That's right. Let's go.
Every one
let's
of
pool
them.
This money together. Let's figure out how we can best lure him to here. But they also have to craft the contract in such a way where it's favorable for both sides. It can't be one-sided. Or when you sign that contract, this is how many years he's going to be there, and he's going to be there, win, lose, or draw. Period, because you can't keep dipping back in the bank account and pulling the money out of the savings to pay guys to leave, because at that point you won't have any money to pay the guys coming in.
Well, I think you're killing the goose that laid the golden egg when you continue doing that. And it's going to get to a point where business people in the state of Louisiana or
they're
outside,
gonna get tired of putting
it's like,
money
wait
out.
A minute, I pay for production.
Yeah.
I pay for a winning situation.
Yep.
You want me to pay off a coach that's not here?
Right. No. Not again. This is the third
happening.
One, right? Because we're already on two. Coach O.
Well, Coach O, I think got one more payment left, to be honest. I think he got one more left.
That's right. He still was the first one. Or one of. Anyway, let's call it that. So, So, you know, ultimately, you got to come in. You got to trust the fact that the coach is actually going to really produce, and he's going to be here through the duration of the time of the contract. Unless you write it in the contract where – you know, where if you got to fire him or release him or he leaves early or anything like that, that you're not obligated to for the remainder of the contract. So I think they're going to be smart about this one. This is one of those things where this may change how college coaches' contracts are being written. I think this is an opportunity to be able to change the game. As we said, you can't hate the player, but you can hate the game, right? And so if you can change the game and change the rules of it, right now is a perfect opportunity to figure out a way to do that.
Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for their next head football coach, and that'll be for another week. So we'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, social media also. Also, you can listen to Sports Talk weekdays at 4 o'clock for all our up-to-the-minute reports, LSU insiders, expert analysis, brought to you all by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For all of the latest on LSU, you can count on WWL. If we have at times, hey, you can also go to the AMFM.com and also free on the Odyssey app. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to take you along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got some great food and drink specials. And again, if you don't want to do any cooking, or maybe you want to change your pace for Thanksgiving, you want a seafood, hey, give them a call here at Acme. They can take care of it. Herb, some of the scores early on. Final games, Texas A&M, 48-0 over Samford. They go to 11-0. Woo, man.
Oh, Aggies.
SMU with a big beatdown game against Louisville, 38-6. And Louisville is in free fall right now, to be honest with you. Again, 38-6 over Louisville. Iowa State. And I got a feeling their coach, Coach Campbell, is going to be somebody that a lot of teams are going to be ringing his agent's number.
Yes.
They beat Kansas today 38-14. Ohio State makes it 10-0, 42-9 over Rutgers. And they played that game without their two starting receivers. Maybe the best player in the country.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even close.
They could have played eight of the games without them two and still win. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
No, but I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
This is early in the first quarter. Louisiana Tech with a 7-3 lead over Liberty.
Yep.
And last I saw, it's in the fourth quarter. But Georgia, 35-3. I think it's three over Charlotte. And, again, the Bulldogs, I think the one time Charlotte scored was on a turnover that they got from Georgia. And Auburn at halftime, 28-17 over Mercer.
Ooh.
Man, I think there's a little bit more of a pull on that. Alabama, 28-0 over Eastern Illinois at halftime. And so, early on, no real surprises, but hold on to your seats because that does happen.
That's right.
We playing in that season. This isn't a game full of a lot of marquee games this week. This is a sort of a make your money week.
That's right.
For some of the schools that are out there, and so
it's kind of an off week for the bigger schools. If you
In the third quarter, or in the fourth quarter, I should say, with 2 minutes left, Oklahoma 17-6 over Missouri. Man, Missouri's defense, offense is lousy.
Yeah.
They had opportunities early in that game to put points up on the board. They just can't score at all. They kind of remind me of the early Saints or with LSU. They get down there inside the 40, and they
it's field goals.
Right.
They ain't scoring no touchdowns.
No, they're trying, but they just can't get past the goal line for some reason with the football in their hands. I don't understand it.
Also to Miami of Florida, 27, Virginia Tech 17, and that's with a little more than 2 minutes left. Looks like Miami will get that ninth win and put them at 9-2 this season.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech, the only good thing is they got a coach for next year. Because they've already hired James Franklin.
I can tell you right now, that was a great move for Virginia Tech. I really do think that's a good, really good match for them. James Franklin is that type of coach where he's going to go in there, they're going to work hard. That's what Virginia Tech wants. And they're methodical about what their approach is. And I really do see it fit that James landed on his feet right there. I think that's a great, great move for him.
Also, too, three verbal commitments that he had at Penn State of following him to Virginia Tech. Look, one thing I'll give Coach Franklin.
He can recruit.
He can recruit.
And keep him. And, you know, being at Penn State is such a weird, one of those weird places to be at because you can be great, but you just can't get over the hump.
You can be very really, good.
Yeah.
Almost great.
Right.
But look, the standard.
Yes.
They kind of comparing you to Joe Pa.
Yeah,
and them great teams, and that's not going to happen again.
You got to let that go. You got to let that go because you can't be that. But I think at Virginia Tech, he can be himself. And, you know, Frank Beamer was there for a long time, and he did some great things. But this is something that I think James Franklin can kind of separate himself from Frank Beamer and create his own legacy at Virginia Tech.
Well, my buddy Ryan Fowler, who works at 100 the game in Alabama, and they're the flagship station, University of Alabama, was reporting during the week Penn State had made overtures to Kalen DeBoer to see if he was interested. Now, Ryan had also reported that Coach DeBoer is not interested in leaving Alabama to go to Penn State. But it's funny how, man, you know, Penn State at one time, they look like, you know, because they got rid of Coach Franklin, they would be in the catbird seat to gab whoever's the top coach. And all of a sudden,
the dominoes, fell out.
The dominoes didn't fall quite their way.
Well, no, the dominoes fell with all the other coaches from other really, I would say, better universities, opportunities, let's call it that, than to go to Penn State. It's so difficult to recruit a kid to Pennsylvania, right? In 20-degree weather playing in sometimes versus a Florida or Auburn or LSU or whatever, something like that. That's very difficult. And then potentially now an Ole Miss job may be open, right? And so that may be something that's a whole other deal in itself. So it's going to be interesting in the way that things are going to play itself out. But ultimately, everybody is up for grabs. That's what that tells me when you say that Penn State said they reached out to Coach DeBoer, who's doing a remarkable job at Alabama for what he, you know, falling behind
Nick Saban. Man, that's a big moccasins.
But what he's doing is really good. He's just, and again, he's only, in his second or third
second
year? Second year. So he still doesn't have his whole, implemented his whole, organizational skill set and what he wants to happen for his team and that program. He hadn't instituted that yet. To 100%. So we'll see what that looks like for him moving forward. But I think he's going to be one of the better coaches. And if I'm him, I'm not leaving Alabama.
I'm not leaving Alabama to go to Penn State.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a better situation? What situation would you say would be a better place to go to outside of Alabama?
Well, it would depend on
LSU.
No, it depends on what they pay me. Well, and if I can stay where it's warm.
There you go. You got to stay where it's warm.
Okay.
And how much money you're paying.
That's what people don't get. What Marcus Freeman's doing at Notre Dame right now,
it's
unbelievable, okay? You trying to recruit kids from the South and out West to South Bend, Indiana.
Ain't nothing in South Bend, Indiana, other than Touchdown Jesus.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll be joined by Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network and get his take on what's happening behind the scenes at LSU right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This break. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike D'Italia, along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Talking LSU, Western Kentucky, Lane Kiffin, you name it. So it's our Inside the Tiger Den segment, and is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Got on with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Man, it's been a quiet week for you, so we thought we'd give you a little bit of excitement putting you on here real fast. So how's everything going, brother?
And I tell you what, it's been you'll never forget this year. I mean, just as crazy as it's been ever since that second half against Texas A&M. It's just been unreal. So and to think, this thing could potentially, a week from Monday, you could have Lane Kiffin standing in front of reporters and supporters and as LSU's new football coach with that possibility out there. That's it's just amazing how fast we got to this point.
One of the things, Jeff, and we were talking about this in our first segment, was that with Lane Kiffin, I don't believe it until finally he signs that contract.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're not on the Munsters, and this ain't Grandpa Munster's invisible ink he's signing it with. I want the real McCoy ink pen that he's signing that name with at this point in time. And we've seen this with Lane Kiffin before. A lot of people at Auburn really thought he was headed there a couple years ago. That didn't work out. You knew when he told the people at Florida Atlantic, I'm staying here. Come on, you knew that wasn't going to happen.
No, sir.
And so, you know, he does this documentary about, you know, I'm a change guy, and I need Ole Miss as much as Ole Miss needs me, and all this other stuff. When it comes down to it, this won't be the final chapter. No matter where he decides to either stay or go, this ain't gonna be the final chapter of Lane Kiffin flirtation with either another school or an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if he does come to LSU, I could see in 5 or 6 years that he's got the wandering eye again and looking for the next challenge. I mean, I think that, and who knows, you know, as crazy as the college football world is getting, and with the NIL and transfer portal and very limited guardrails, eventually it might just become, you know what, I'm kind of tired of this. Let me go to the NFL where it's a little bit more structured and not as crazy as it is on the college level. So, yeah, I think that would be that's a possibility. But I think from LSU's perspective at the moment, he's the hottest, the most sought-after coach in college football, and he's one of the best play callers, and he's a coach that has really bought into the way the college football world is at the moment. He understands it. And, you know, Lane, kind of like, you know, Brian Kelly is sitting there saying, you know what, the place yep. to go to potentially win a national championship, the resources are there to do it, is at LSU as opposed to the place that I'm currently at. So I think all those factors make it to where, you know, it seems like a fit, as long as he really truly wants to abort and get out of old leave Oxford when they have an opportunity to accomplish something really special.
The other thing, too, is connections, because in any part of life, no matter what, there is a connect the dots with you and for most people, jobs. I think about it. Austin Thomas has worked with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. I think about Coach O, worked with him at USC, worked with him at Tennessee, worked with him back at USC. You know, Frank Wilson, same situation where Frank, you know, when things occurred at Ole Miss and Coach O got fired, Frank too, and then Coach O spent 1 year with the Saints. Next thing you know, Frank Wilson is part of the group at University of Tennessee. Now, Coach Wilson didn't want to go to USC, and I get that particular part, but all kind of connections and people that know the area and are really good recruiters.
Yes.
And I think that part of connect the dots.
It's interesting, right?
It really, intriguing. And people say, well, they would never hire Coach O back. Well, the thing is, what happened with Bobby Petrino?
Why wouldn't you?
Coach Petrino got into a little bit of a jam at Arkansas, and then, you know, he left there, and then he came back as an assistant coach. So in today's world, I'd never say never. You know, that's the way I look at it, Jeff. Never say never.
No, I agree with you. And then don't forget about Kelvin Bolden, who was the director of recruiting strategy at Ole Miss under Kiffin this past summer, came to LSU. So there's that. And obviously, you know, the connection with, you know, Jimmy Sexton and what he was able to do, you know, getting Nick Saban the job here at LSU and then seeing Nick Saban's career really take off. And there's probably this feeling that, you know, Jimmy Sexton is looking at it as, hey, you know, Lane, this is where you could take your career to a whole nother level if you go to LSU. So, yeah, there's a lot of connections, no doubt about it, when it comes to that. And, you know, people will say, well, you know, he's got, you know, deep connections in Florida as well. He's coached there. His dad was a successful coordinator at Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl there and all that kind of stuff. So, there's that as well, but it just seems like at the moment, you know, LSU is the momentum is behind LSU more so than Florida. As long as, you know, if Lane is truly going to leave Oxford, and again, all signs point to that, but we're not going to really truly know until the Saturday after or next Saturday. Maybe by this time, we'll certainly know.
Well, we got a long run with it because, man, one-week time of talking about that sort of get old after a while.
I feel like 2 years.
Yeah, that's about right. Thinking about the game tonight, LSU's had difficulty scoring. They have not hit the 30-point mark.
Nope.
And, you know, I look at Western Kentucky. They're a team that can put points on the board. Now, their defense is kind of matzo-matzo, but you don't have to have a great defense to stop LSU's offense. But their offense is interesting. They spread you out, and they throw the football. They vertical with it. And it's an interesting test for LSU tonight and how it's done. So it's a two-part question. Your thoughts on how they'll match up with Western Kentucky, but the improvement in Michael Van Buren, because that, no matter what happens as the head coach, this is off-Broadway, so to speak, for 2026
right.
for Michael Van Buren.
Yeah.
He's either auditioning to stay here to be the starter or auditioning to be a starter somewhere else. So it's a big finish to the season for Michael Van Buren.
No, these are two big games for Michael Van Buren because it really, as much as he declared that he would like to coach, or not coach, but be the quarterback or stay with LSU during the coaching transition, that might not be his decision to make. You know, it's now
that's true.
So much like the NFL. You know, obviously back in the day when you signed with a team, you were or assigned with a college team, you were most likely there for 4 years, and transferring wasn't a big part of it. But now it's easy to move on, and the new coach. But the thing that's probably going to help Michael Van Buren's case is that LSU's quarterback depth is non-existent at this point, with Colin Hurley leaving the team for personal reasons. So basically, Juwan Johnson's your backup. Emil Piccarello, a kid from University High who is very talented, but is a walk-on. And so the new quarterback or the new coach that's coming in is going to look at the situation and say, man, I don't really have much here. I'm going to keep Michael, but I'm also going to bring in my other guy, and we'll have a competition, and we'll see who wins. So there's a good chance that Michael Van Buren will stick around, unless if it's Lane or whoever it may be, they want to bring in, you know, two or three guys out of the transfer portal. Who knows? You know, what may occur. Would Lane bring Chambliss to LSU? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think we're putting the cart way before the horse. So,
yep.
Regardless, it's two big games, potentially three big games here for Michael Van Buren to show that what he's got. And I thought he put on a really good performance after struggling, got off to a shaky start against Arkansas. But that was the thing that we saw a lot in preseason camp, was a guy that was not very accurate. And we saw those accuracy issues early on in that game against Arkansas. So I'm wondering if he can settle in a little bit better. And then, you know, as far as this matchup, this is a game. You know, I picked LSU to win at 27-17 because I've been saying all season long in most of these matchups, well, this is the game that LSU should be able to run the football. This is the game. And they never really
never
the
do
run.
It.
So I'm tired of saying it, but again, this is a Western Kentucky team that's ranked near the bottom. I think second to last in the Conference USA in rush defense. Toledo ran for 300 plus yards against them. So this should be a game where LSU can line up and run the football against them. But we've said that a lot this season, and they have not done that. So, you know, I think the other interesting aspect of this game is that Western Kentucky's got a huge game next week against Jacksonville State. Does a point come in this game for Western Kentucky where they say, you know what, we need to pull our starters because we got a chance to play in the Conference USA championship game. This game really don't mean anything. We got to get ready for Jacksonville State next Saturday. So this game could get a little strange if Western Kentucky decides to take that attitude, like we can't afford our guys to get beat up in this game because next Saturday's game means a heck of a lot more to us. We came here to collect our check. We'll bring that money back home, and we'll try to win next week to get into the Conference USA Championship.
Jeff, I'll help you out. This is a game where LSU should be able to run the football, just so you know. I'll say it for you since you won't.
Yeah, but I heard that before.
Yeah, you heard it before, but you didn't hear it from me, though.
I saw the TV show already.
All right. So, you know, here we go. This is that game. So let's take a step back again. So Jeff Palermo is the AD for LSU.
Yeah.
And Lane says, I'm out. I'm not coming. I'm staying at Ole Miss. What's your next two choices, first and second?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's where it gets tricky. I mean, are you going to pay Eli Drinkwitz $11 million to come to LSU? I mean, are you really going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, could they maybe just give him $9 million, whatever? That's basically what he's making at Missouri, and Eli will look at it and say, I'll take $9 million, and now I got a chance to win. But, you know, you watch him today, they score 6 points against Oklahoma.
They were lousy today.
It's not
offense.
Intriguing at all, right?
No, that's not going to excite the fan. You know, Kenny Dillingham seems to be like this hot name that everybody talks about, but you're talking about a 36-year-old coach, and it might work. You know, Dan Lanning's in his upper 30s, and he's got Oregon, you know, rocking and rolling. So, I mean, there is that possibility. You know, I really do like John Sumlin. I really like, you know, how he's won at a high level at Troy. He's got Tulane in position to win the college football playoff. I like his attitude. I like he's willing to fight for his players. I think he's an intriguing guy. I think he's someone that the fan base can rally around. It's tough. You know, one of the things I've really been wondering about here lately, guys, is when is LSU? It just seems like LSU's theory in hiring coaches, and I understand they hired a defensive line coach in Ed Orgeron, but Orgeron did have head coaching experience prior to that. But when is LSU going to just stop and not necessarily just go after the hottest name? You know, the Tom Herman.
Agreed.
You know, the Jimbo Fisher. When are they going to go get an assist? Go get the best assistant coach? Because if you can make a strong argument, guys, that the four best coaches in college football right now, and you can even throw Dabo Swinney in there because he's won a couple championships, even though I think, you know, his philosophy on roster building is behind the times. But if you look at Marcus Freeman, you look at Kirby Smart, you look at Dan Lanning, you know, what do these guys all have in common? That this is their first head coaching job, and Ryan Day, that's the other one. All these guys, this is their first head coaching job, and you can make an argument that those guys that I just mentioned, Lanning, Smart, Freeman, and Day, those are the four best coaches in college football. So you don't necessarily always have to go after the Lincoln Rileys, or pluck a Brian Kelly out of Notre Dame. Do your vetting, do your research, identify a great assistant coach that is ready to take over a program, and you know he can handle it. But that doesn't seem like LSU wants to ever. I don't know if it's because the fan base won't accept it. I don't know if LSU's administration wants to really roll up their sleeves and take that chance. But to me, eventually, especially if this next hire, you know, let's just say if it's Lane Kiffin or Eli Drinkwitz, and in 3 years from now they fire that coach because he only went 9-3, when does LSU go and just say, hey, let's go find the best offensive coordinator out there in college football who looks really good, and he's 38 years old, and let's see if this guy can really build what we're hoping for. I've kind of thought about that the last couple of days.
I don't think it's happening. I'll be honest with you.
Jeff, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time insights.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
All right. Our Inside the Tiger Den segment is brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it up here at our number one of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.